Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We worship and adore you because you are God. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. Thank you for this weekend of power. Weekend of your presence. Weekend of great help. Great manifestations. Salvation for souls. Deliverance for lands. Thank you, Master. Lift up your hands, people.
And I will come bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. It's my pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you alone. And I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping.
Oh,
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person live here the same way they have gone. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. For every healing, every miracle, every sign, every wonder, every manifestation of God we saw in Jalingo Taraba State, give him a bigger clap. Give him a louder shout of praise. For every manifestation, Father, we give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name, Father, breathe upon this service this morning, and let not one person live here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. We bring you greetings again from Jalingo in Taraba State. Very, very shortly, I'm sure that the clip will be ready, and then we shall show you what God did in Jalingo, Taraba State. I'm sure many of us watched it already. But the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Whether it's from the north, south, east, and west, it shall be filled. Somebody say amen. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. In this service of impartation, he said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The subject is the necessity of vision. The necessity of vision. Part one. Our objective this morning is understanding why it is necessary to live with vision. Why is it necessary to live with vision? In the course of this month so far, we have seen the vital necessity of vision to the destiny of man. We have seen that behind great destinies are great visions. Men and women of great destiny are people of great vision. We saw the life of Abraham. We saw the life of Joseph. And we saw the life of Job. We saw how these people's lives were driven by vision. And the result was very drastic. The question is, why is it necessary to walk in vision? Why is it necessary to live with vision? We're going to be looking at about 9 reasons this morning, and we'll take 3 per service.
Number one, vision brings reason and meaning to living. Vision brings meaning and reason to living. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, verse 5, God speaking to Jeremiah said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. I am trying to show you the reason why you are alive. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations." The meaning is, you are not just existing by accident. Vision delivers people from the tragedy of living life to chance. The tragedy of living life by chance. Vision delivers people from the tragedy of living by random motion. Vision delivers people from living as if life was an accident or a coincidence. It imparts meaning and reason to living. Life is meaningful by vision. Life is meaningful by vision. Life is reasonable by vision. The life of vision makes life meaningful. It makes life reasonable. Life is meaningful by vision. Life is reasonable by vision. Vision raises the quality of a man's life. It imparts qualitative living. You just look at yourself and you realize you are not wasting your life. You are not on earth by accident. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Right now I decree for everyone whose life has been appearing meaningless, appearing unreasonable, that spell is broken right now. That spell is broken right now. That spell is broken right now. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. The absence of vision is the reduction of life's quality. People's life's quality drop when vision is absent. The absence of vision would be a major tragedy behind low self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-value. When a person sees his value or the value of his or her life and it appears lower than normal, you think others are better than you. You think others have what you don't have. It's because you don't really know why you are alive. It's because you don't really know the reason for your existence. That Proverbs chapter 29 and in verse 18 where we read, where he said, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." God's servant Bishop Yedeko paraphrased it and he said, "Where there is no vision, people are stripped of honor and dignity." They are stripped of honor. They are deprived of honor. They are deprived of dignity. Where there is no vision, life's quality drop. In Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 7, he said, "For as verse 7b, for as he thinketh in 7a actually, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So if you think you exist for a purpose, there is no devil that can convince you that your life is purposeless. If you think and you know that you exist for a reason, there is no power in hell that will convince you that your life is unreasonable. Am I communicating? By the mercies of God, I have traveled a little, both within and outside Nigeria. I have never felt inferior to anybody of whatever color and whatever status. Because I am too aware of who I am. I'm too aware of who I am. I remember in the Rewan church many years ago, a lady came, tall lady, American lady, speaking American English. It's American. And he came and said that she just came here. Very, very proud and very, very arrogant. You know that most people who live outside the country and who are born there and live there and indigenous, they think that nothing good happens in Africa. Am I communicating? They think everybody is low. And she jammed rock. She jammed the wrong person. You know? I'm just talking down, so I'm just an American, I'm this and that. So I just came here to find out where you people can have, what the needs you have, what help can we render to you. And I looked at her and I said, we are the one to meet your need. We are the one to meet your, if you have problem, tell me. If you have eyes to see, you should know that we are not a church looking for help. The pride broke on the spot. Am I communicating? There will be some people running up and down, helter-skelter, shaking and fidgety, because this person is from here or from there. If you know who you are, and you know what God has made you to be, you are inferior to nobody under heaven. Am I speaking to somebody here? You are inferior to nobody under heaven. When people don't know, have vision for life, they begin to think of dying. Am I coming? When somebody begins to think of dying, it means he has no, he doesn't understand the value of life. There are those who are looking for more life. There are people who are looking for more hours in 24 hours. That if it is possible to have 48 hours. There are those who feel life is not worth it. Because they don't understand why they live. It doesn't matter what you are passing through now. Life is more than worth it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? It doesn't matter what you are passing through now. It doesn't matter the circumstance of your life now. Life is more than worth it. If the man by the name Job, who passed through all manner of things, still bounced back and became something. Job bounced back and became something. Joseph was in the prison, but he didn't allow the prison to swallow up his destiny. Because he had a vision, he had a dream, he saw the future ahead. And because he saw it ahead, it came to pass. I've told you all the time, where you are is not as important as where you are looking. Am I speaking to someone here? Where you are right now is not as important as where you are facing. If you can see there, you must get there. If you can see there, you must live here. Is God speaking to anybody here? If you can see there, no devil can stop you from getting there. And if you can see there, you must live here. Vision, please be seated. Vision brings reason and meaning to living. It shows you that life is worth the living. Remember the song? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. And because I know, oh, he holds my future, my life is worth a living just because. Say after me, my life is worth the living. Say it after me, say my life is worth the living. Say after me, say my life is worth the living. am not in a hurry to leave this world. I have so much to do on earth, and it must be done. Heaven is where we are going to live forever, so no need to hurry. You will live there forever, except it is hell. You are, even if it is hell, you are living there forever. When people kill themselves, they go straight to hell. Am I communicating at all? Life is worth the living. Life is worth the living. Life is worth the living. And you must make up your mind to live this life and to enjoy this life. You have one life to live. You cannot endure it. You must enjoy it. Is there somebody here who says, I cannot endure this life. I must enjoy this life. No devil can put me in frustration. Something good is coming out of my life. Something good is coming out of my family. Something good is coming out of my destiny. Something good is coming. Shout the loudest, amen. Maybe this is the reason why I came here this morning. To let someone know, look, your life, you must not allow your life to sink down in low quality and low self-worth and low self-esteem and inferiority mentality and meaningless existence. You must refuse for your life to drop down. Eat now. A woman by the name Helen Keller, both blind and deaf, trained herself, got degrees, first deaf blind person to earn a Bachelor of Arts degree, author, political activist, lecturer. Somebody looked at her and asked her, isn't it very, very terrible to live as a blind person? She answered immediately, not as terrible as having eyes without vision. That is, I don't have eyes, but I have vision. And I have earned a degree, and I am a lecturer, and I am impacting people's lives. He said, my case is better than you with two eyes, who don't have the reason why you are alive. Isn't it terrible to live as a blind person? Not as terrible as having eyes without a vision. Everything is working in your life, but you have nowhere you are going. So, what's the meaning of that to you? It doesn't matter what it is that the devil is saying you don't have. You have too much to fulfill its destiny. You have too much to impact your world. You have too much to touch your generation. There are people without hands, without legs, who are impacting their world. I was on the road traveling from Accra, Ghana to Tamale in northern Ghana, 8 hours journey. Inside the bus, vehicle parked in Kumasi. Anybody know what I'm talking about? To a filling station. I was taking fuel. And a blind man came behind the window where I sat. And he sang, Danasi, Danasi, Daonyaminasi, every sound, oh yeah. With a voice that was, I told myself, I said, a blind man is showing me how to worship God. From after that, I saw another group of blind people singing with a voice. I said, oh, wow. If these people lack what I have, and they can do this with their life, that I'm just going to practically waste myself on God. Practically waste my life on God. Every spell of meaningless living, every spell of inferior existence, today is the final obituary of that spell in your life. Today, that yoke is finally broken. Say amen like a believer.
Take your seat. Why is vision necessary? We are not even talking about the profit of vision yet. We are talking of the necessity of it in your life. Second, vision brings wisdom and discretion to life. Wisdom and discretion. The place of vision is the place of wisdom. The place of vision is the place of discretion.
People of vision are people of wisdom, and people of vision are people of discretion. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, all the way to verse 23, Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, use that singleness as vision, then your whole body will be flooded with light. Light equals wisdom. In Daniel chapter 5 verse 11, they were talking about Daniel, how there is a man in your kingdom in whom the spirit of the Holy God is. In the days of your father, light, understanding, wisdom was in that Daniel. So where you see light, it translates wisdom as well. If your eye is single, if you have vision, your body will be flooded with light. What is the meaning of that to you? When you know what you want out of life, the mind opens up on how to get at it. If you know what you are out for in life, the mind begins to open up as to how to get at it. The mind remains closed for a person that lacks vision. The mind is as closed as a parachute. The mind of man works like a parachute. It works best when you see far. Is God speaking to somebody here? When you know what to do with your life, ideas begin to flow as to how to get at it. When you know what you want out of life, when you know what God wants you to do with your life, Himself begins to supply you inspiration as to how to get there. There are so many people who lack direction, and they say, God, lead me, and God say, I should lead you to do what? Direct me to where? Before the Jalingo Crusade held, I was in a strait betwixt two because of a few factors in consideration. As to the holdability of the crusade. So I asked Dr. Misenich, I said, have you prayed about this crusade? What are you hearing and what do you see? And she said, and she told me of a revelation she saw before. I said, okay, be in prayers, and I will be in prayers. And after I prayed, the same day where to go, I prayed, and then God spoke to me like fire. And she texted me and said, how about it? I said, we are going to have heard from God. I said, I heard, very, very clear. I heard this. He said, a troop has gone ahead. A troop went ahead. He says, he's the governor general of the universe. He owns the earth, that he doesn't need permission from anybody to visit any part of his estate.
a time.
Something must be done, and it was very, very clear.
And he said, I have gone ahead. The Lord of the armies went with his host.
And there is nothing that fires faith like the voice of God. If you heard God like Moses heard God, you will face Pharaoh. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? So there must be vision in place before there can be direction. There must be vision in place before there can be wisdom. God does not speak to a person who is going nowhere. He doesn't speak to a person who is doing nothing with his life. Wisdom. When you know what you want, God supplies you the light on how to get it done. That was what happened to David before Goliath. Please sit down. David saw Goliath and he looked at Goliath and said, I am about to take you down. While he was talking like that, he probably didn't even know how he was going to do it. Until God showed him the empty forehead of Goliath. And showed him his ability as a sniper, a sharp shooter with catapult. That was it. When you know where you are going, you will find how to get there. Say that again. When you know where you are going, it is compulsory to find how to get there. The only challenge is when you don't know where you are going. When you don't know where you are going. When you don't know where you are going, it is impossible to find how to get there. But when you know where you are going, it is compulsory to find how to get there. That is wisdom.
A little boy got missing. And the police found him in town. What is your name? He called his name. What's the name of your father? Daddy. What's the name of your mother? Mommy. Wow. That's a challenge. Everybody's father is daddy. Everybody's mommy is daddy. So there's no difference.
So where is your house? I don't know. He's crying.
Until he told them, he said, oh, I remember now.
They said, do you have anything near your house
that you can use to trace you? I say, yes, I remember a big white church with a big white cross. He said, take me to that cross and I will find my way home. Just let me arrive there. And that is another message for another day. If I find my way to the cross, I can find my way home.
If you know where you are going, you must find how to get there. I knew for a long time, over 20 years ago, that we worship inside church that is a stadium. I knew it. So we are taking Sunday services into town. We took Sunday morning service to the Eagle Square. Took Sunday morning service to the old parade ground. There was something inside our heart that was yearning for Crusade Ground Church. And how to get there opened up by the power of God. If you don't know where you are going, every road is a road. You know, somebody said that in their place, anywhere the left face, now in the front. That is directionlessness.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Alice in the Wonderland, the big cat, was asking somebody for road. He said, where does this road lead to? Is it a big cat or the bird? The bird. And the person asked, where are you going? He said, nowhere in particular. Where does this road go to? And the person asked, where are you going? He said, nowhere in particular. He said, okay. If you are going nowhere in particular, then where this road is going doesn't matter. Just follow it.
You don't need to ask for where the road is going. If you have nowhere you are going in particular, just follow the road. Let the road take you anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Please. Okay, I'm going to come to that shortly. But let it be made clear to you that if where you are going is clear, how to get there must become clear. Whether by inquiry or by divine support and assistance, how to get there. I must become a billionaire in the kingdom because this gospel of the kingdom must be spread everywhere.
Yesterday, when we were coming back from Jalingo, somebody sent his 13-seater private jet to pick us. But we had many of our people, cameramen, one or two ushers that went, one or two protocols that came. And they are going to travel by road from Jalingo to Yola, 3 hours on the road, to go and look for flight. And I told them, no, you won't go. You will go the way we are going back. Let it be worked out. And in a very, very, very short time, another person sent another 12, 13-seater aircraft. So everybody who went, cameramen, everybody, all returned back the same way. Now, thank God for victory, but after they have done the stress of the crusade to hit the road in those terrains for 3 hours on the road didn't seem reasonable. Let all go together. Let's go together the way we came. And we all went back together. Now, the time comes when somebody says, I want to be responsible. Get a passenger aircraft that can carry 100 people, 200, 300. As many as want to go for crusade. This is my own assignment. We are not renting it, we own it. I own it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Where that person said, it is my kingdom assignment for every single crusade bill to be written off. Every single one. And if it is in your heart, God shows you how to get at it and he puts it in your hands. The people's hands are empty most times because hearts are empty. The people's hands are empty most times because hearts are empty. Beloved, direction is coming for somebody. That amen can be better. Wisdom is coming for somebody. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest amen. You will shout the loudest amen. You will say amen like you are a believer. Are you seeing something? This is Northeast. Where the enemy thinks he wants to do over time. This you are seeing now will soon happen in Yola, happen in Maiduguri, and happen in Bauchi, and happen in Gombe. This you are seeing. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody stand on your feet and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the loudest shout of victory! Take your seat 1 minute, we'll watch the clip shortly. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 14. He said, the wise man's eyes are in his head. So there is a connection between wisdom and vision. He said, but the fool walketh in darkness. Why? He lacks vision. So he's a fool. You saw we read it earlier on that
If your eye is single, your body is full of light. But if your eye is evil, that is if you have no vision, your body is flooded with darkness. We read that already in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. So when a man is a man of vision, he's a man of wisdom. When a person lacks vision, he becomes a fool. He takes decisions, make moves that are not correct. Finally, number three for this first service. Vision bets drive and momentum in life. It brings drive and momentum to life. It bets drive and momentum in life. It brings drive and momentum. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. That he may run. People of vision are people of action. People of vision are people of motion. That he may run that readeth it. People of vision are people of action. People of vision are people of motion. People of vision are thoroughly driven. Thoroughly driven. They are very highly energetic. They carry momentum. Enthusiastic, positivistic. There is a degree of restlessness that they carry. Because vision make runners out of ordinary people. Am I communicating at all? When others are slowing down and sluggish, you are running. People will be wondering what is the reason for this man's restlessness. There is something you are seeing that others cannot see. Am I communicating? When I went to this place and I saw this crowd and mass of people, I told the people, look at what the lie the devil wants to tell. I said, the land of your fathers, no devil can take it from you. And the faith of your fathers, no devil can take it from you. Over 100, 200 years ago, your fathers saw alternatives and refused it and chose God. And chose the way of their faith. And no devil can change the narrative now. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? When we speak against terrorism in this nation, and speak against banditry, and speak against all these evils in the land, it is not because we want to prove boldness or anything. There is something inside you that is driving you, that makes it impossible for you to be quiet and be calm. What use is life if it is not lived with impact? What is the aim of survival if a difference is not made? Why eat food and breathe air and wear cloth if your presence on earth is not felt and your absence is not noticed? What is life all about? Eat, drink, sleep, and then wake up, eat, drink, sleep, wake up, eat, drink, sleep, wake up. And then situations remain in status quo. And the devil does anything he wants and gets away with it. And then he say, You are my battle axe and my weapons of war. And I set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, that will watch and check the devil back to hell. Of what use is the trumpet that was not blown? Of what use is a flute that was not played? Of what use is a car that was not driven? Of what use is a song that was not sung? Of what use is a book that was not read? Of what use is a life that was not lived? Because existence is different from living. Not everybody existing is alive. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Very, very, people of vision are highly driven. They are highly energetic. It's like something is pinching you. Write the vision. Make it plain. Paul the Apostle says, so I run. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24, he said that, don't you know that everyone who run in a race, they run all, but one receiveth the prize. I am gaining running for a prize, so I run. I can't walk. I don't move at the normal speed of normal people. I run. So 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 I run. He says, so run
that you may obtain the prize.
When David confronted Goliath, he did not walk. He was in a hurry to take him down. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48, the Bible said, and Jonathan, 1 Samuel 17, 48. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hasted and ran towards him to meet the Philistine. He was in a hurry to fulfill that vision. See, I want to tear you down. I want to pull you down. I want to bring you down. I want to stand on top of you. I want to take off your head. And I can't wait now. I can't wait. I've waited for two. We are exchanging words too long. Let's finish this thing. Let's finish this thing. Let's finish this thing. Let's finish this thing. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of lethargy and spirit of laziness and spirit of stagnation, inaction and spirit of slothfulness and spirit of sloppiness on anyone here today, that spirit is arrested. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Say in the name of Jesus, I am a runner with vision. I refuse to be lazy. I refuse to be sloppy. I refuse to be slothful. Something is driving me.
Take your seat. That is why vision is necessary. And when you are a man or a woman of vision, you don't get quickly tired. You don't get quickly wearied. Where others are getting tired, that is where you are starting. I can't tell you when I slept last night and when I'm waking up now. And then work on the schedules. And they're still looking as young as 21. I've been 25 years for the last 27 years. I have 27 years experience of being age 25. Almost 28 years experience. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And hard work is more refreshing than laziness. Indolence is more tiring. Laziness is more tiring. There are many who sleep tired, wake up tired. Vision is going to make you a runner out of life. What is my counsel this morning? There are many other things that vision will do for you, but the time will not permit me. But let me say three more that I'll deal with in the next service. First of all, we say that vision brings reason and meaning to living. Second, that vision brings wisdom and discretion to life. And third, that vision brings drive and momentum to life. Number four, vision bets hope and expectation. We'll deal with that in the next service. Hope and expectation. Also, number five, vision brings discipline and character to life. It disciplines your lifestyle. We'll look at that in the next service. Very important. People of vision can't do everything that ordinary people do. Number six, vision imparts determination and persistence. There is something you are pursuing. Kai, you are at it until you get there. We'll look at the details of this in the second service and then proceed to look at three more in the third service. But what is my counsel today? Number one, ensure that you don't live or exist with an empty heart.
Don't live or exist with an empty heart, because that will lead to an empty life. Refuse to live or exist with an empty heart, for that will lead to an empty life. When Solomon's heart became empty, after the Bible says Solomon finished everything that was in his heart for the house of the Lord, he began to marry and marry and marry and marry and marry. 700 wives, 300 concubines. He built one temple for God and built almost 1,000 temples for idols. Because all his strange wives, all of them needed a temple for their gods. At the end, vanity became vanity. Vanity upon everything that was meaningful became vanity in the life of Solomon. Because what was in his heart finished. Always ensure that your heart is not empty. Secondly, connect with God for continuous inspiration and vision. Connect. That Solomon's experience was Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 1. Connect with God for continuous inspiration and vision. Because the truth is, vision is most authentic and guaranteed if it originates from God. Most authentic and guaranteed fulfillment when it originates from God. Vision is most authentic and it is guaranteed fulfillment when it originates from God. Don't just run ambitions, run visions. Let God place in your heart what He wants you to do. Let God place in your heart what He wants you to drive. Once that is done, fulfillment is guaranteed. Lift up your right hand and give Him the praise. And if you have the full clip of the Taraba Crusade, you can play. Just wave your hands and give Him the praise. That's the empty stadium. It was full before opening prayer.
Can you give Jesus a big clap, a shout, and a deep praise? We take authority over the principality cover of this land, of this territory, of this region, in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Borno State. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Gombe State, Bauchi State, Yobe State. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of the North East, the Northwest, the North Center. Lift up your hands, O ye gates of Nigeria, and let the King of Glory come in. Wheelchairs lifted up here. Celebrate the King of Kings.
Show us how you enter.
Last year, as a result of hypertension and diabetes, she had a stroke, right-sided stroke. She could neither move the hand nor move the leg. And tonight, as that worship was going on, sir, before the doctor could even realize what was going on, she was already walking to the
mama,
front
come, mama,
herself
come.
With her
mama,
two hands
home, mama,
lifted.
Are you just looking and sitting like that?
Lump on the breast.
Lump on the breast for 4 years.
With associated pain.
With associated pain.
Check back to health, sir.
It has left her completely. Give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering my soul. For the past 4 months, I cannot feed him. But now he can eat.
The guy got his esophagus and upper gastrointestinal tract burnt by acid in whatever injection, and food couldn't enter to the mouth anymore. And he needed to have that tube over there to feed.
How many of you are expecting your miracle tonight?
Hey, yes, sir.
For 10 years he was bent over like that. Are you just looking like that? Celebrate!
Somebody's madness just disappeared. Spirit of madness just disappeared. Yes, for 4 years, the spirit of madness.
After he finished from school.
After he graduated from school, they gave him madness.
They came all the way from the Paris. After the ministration, sir, he said he started shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is how it was.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. After 2 years, for 25 years.
And right now, it has disappeared.
Are you just looking like that? Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Already walking out there with a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. See how she was walking before.
An evil arrow fired into her leg. She couldn't walk again. Told me throughout 2020, she didn't go anywhere at all.
12 years.
Yes.
119 and then the power to here.
Show the people how you can walk.
Hey!
Are you just looking like that?
Can I say it? Can I
give the Lord a
praise?
This lady was carried like this because she has not been able to walk for 2 years.
She was diagnosed as cancer of the blood and kidney challenge. For 2 years. Yes, but while the declaration was on, she came under power and started working.
Stand up on your feet, everybody. Only God can do things like this. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate Him. Worship Him, worship Him, worship Him.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All will see how.
Everybody sing.
How great is our God.
How great is our God.
How great
is our God.
Is our God.
Our God.
Is our God.
All will see.
All will see.
How great.
It's our God.
Is
two more times.
Pray. What the hour?
Appreciate him for this miracle. Appreciate him for this miracle. Appreciate him for this manifestation. Only him can do. Only he can do. Only he can do what we have seen today. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. Someone that is in need here this morning, Father, meet the need. Let us satati dada. Shakoba katakalati sitalalama. Lekes to ratis de vida maratigo sulapira. Lekes to faratos menegele virita sataradioko korapa pasta le sereni megalarasida gerotaso pelifritiki sakatakala shakalaretus lekos veritama nala karakadishta. That's right. Geropafiti sitoratanana. The Lord shows me a new chapter for someone's life, a new beginning, a new opening. That's right. That destiny that has been closed and locked up. Put your hands high. Power. Power. Jesus. Marital destiny locked. Financial destiny locked. Career locked up. Potentials locked up. Spirit of discouragement, depression, suicidal tendency. You are living now. Before this week is out, your opening shall be confirmed. Every miracle you saw in Jalingo that you desire for your life, receive his hand on your life. Receive his touch on your life. It will not continue the way it has been. After this service, those who had known you will find it hard to recognize you again. Everyone whose life's quality has been low and down, right now an upgrade is happening. Sluggishness and stagnation in your life, I declare they are arrested right now. Divine direction is coming. Wisdom is coming. Discretion is coming. Receive it now. Thank you, Master.
And there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. The battle may be raging,
for the victory is sure. When you are there, 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 when you are there.
When you are there, and when you are there, mashallah, when you are there, when you are there, everywhere you are this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. I'm going to do three things very quickly before we close this morning. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here.
And where you are there, where you are there.
That's right.
Where you are there.
I'll give you the count of three. There is no need to worry. There is no need. There is no need to fear. That battle may be ready. Keep coming. For the victory is yours. When you are there, 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 Mashallah, when you are there.
When you are there,
he wants to be free from addiction, pornographic addictions, alcoholic addictions, tobacco addictions, marijuana addictions, Indian hemp addictions, and every form of addiction you want to be free from. Step forward here and let us pray for you. Let us pray for you. You want to rededicate your life to God also. Step forward here.
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there.
Thank you, Master. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive your help. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. Don't sit down yet. I receive your help. Deliver me from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift up your hands now. And at the count, Father, I pray for these people. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken of their lives. Grace to live for God is released on you. In Jesus' name, amen.